Agoda, in the Maisa, Rabbi Wezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarzan, Shayim Asumah ben Bnei Brak, Rabbi Masafen, B'yitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Oysi HaLayla, Ad Shabo, Talmideyam, Ve'omer Leh, Rabbi Yisengel, Yigi Azman, Kriyash Mashal Shachas. The Achroidim have a Kasha, to do what is a Machloikis Tanoim, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, if the Zman Achivas Pesach, is Tul Chatzois, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah holds only Tul Chatzois, and Rabbi Kiva says, Zman Achivas Pesach is Kol HaLayla. And it's Mevor, the Sugiyas, in Tzochem, Dab Kufchof, that according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, that Achivas Pesach is only Tul Chatzois, Hu Adin Achivas Matzah is only Tul Chatzois. And the past is Hu Adin Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is only Tul Chatzois. Everything according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, the entire theme of the night is Tul Chatzois. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's the whole night. So the Achroinim ask, how could Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah be Mesafer the Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Oysi HaLayla? According to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, this man is only Tul Chatzois. There's another kasha the Achroinim ask, that Rabbi Eliezer was also here at the story of Bnei Brak. And the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin that Rabbi Eliezer's shita is Otzel Vosseis Men Beis Chakol Achak. A person is not allowed to leave his house on Yontif. A person has to be home on Yontif. So as I said in the Achroinim, how could Rabbi Eliezer be in Bnei Brak? Rabbi Eliezer lives in Lud. Achar Rabbi Eliezer Lud. So how could Rabbi Eliezer be in Bnei Brak? That's two kashas that they have on this mice of the Bnei Brak. A kasha of a mice. It's first about the first kasha. How could Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah go until the whole night? His sheet is chatzois. So there's a chiddush from the Sfasemes. The Sfasemes says that this story in Bnei Brak did not happen Leil Pesach b'chlal. It was B'shari Mois HaShonah. And B'shari Mois HaShonah, they were being oisik in the mitzvah of Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim. They weren't doing Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. They were being Makai in the Indian of Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we'll have to see soon that there's a difference between the din of Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim a whole year and the Bezunder din of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim a Leil Tezvah. We'll have to see the Chalukim. But Al Koponim, the Sfasemes wants to say that it was happening, this story, on the regular night of the year. It's a little tzarachin, the Lashon of the Ebraic says, Hayu Mesubin, Haseba, what are they doing Haseba if it's during the year? The Chalal is not so posh that there's a din Haseba during Sipur. Pashas Haseba is only by the Matzah, the Alekosis, maybe by the rest of the Suda, that the entire Haggad Magid has to be Haseba. It's not so posh, it's a Shaila. But Al Koponim is the Chiddush of the Sfasemes. Avad the Pashas it was well Haseba, so then again, why were they going the whole night? So there's a Mahalak, I think, the Emek Bracha, and others say, this that Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah continued after Chatzos, that was after the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Taka, the din of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is only till Chatzos. This that he continued onward the whole night was after the din of Zechiras. That says, we're not going so by like the Sfasemes that the story Taka happened in the middle of Shvat. It was Taka Leil Tezvah. But what he continued after Chatzos was the inyan of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. In Sfasem, I'm not sure which year. It goes based on the year. I don't remember which year. Sfasem is on Pesach. The Ksav Sofer says in Mahalach that we say in Haggadah right before this Maisa, B'chol Hamar Belasafer Yitzias Mitzrayim, Harei Zeh Meshubach. And Mechara, what does it mean, called Hamar Belasafer, Harei Zeh Meshubach? Me Ikra Adin, a person's B'choyiv the whole night. So the Ksav Sofer says, in a Hanani, like Rabbi Kiva, it's not negated. They didn't call Hamar of the Sabra, Reis the Meshubach. Me'ikar Adin, it's the whole night. But according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, that the din is only till Chatzos. Yitaka, right? There's a din of Pesach and Matzah and Hud and Sipur. Me'ikar Adin is only till Chatzos. But then there's a din noisim of Kol Hamar of the Sabra, Reis the Meshubach. And that's the Hemshach of the Haggadah. The Haggadah, right at the end of Avodah Meinu, the Kol Hamar of the Sabra, Reis the Meshubach. Fret about Haggadah. How is that Shayit? You mechuyim the whole night. So he answers, Maitha for Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah is only till Chatzos, where Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah is Shayim Tzin of Kol Hamar Velasafer. Of course, there are other pshatim. What's the Hemshech from the end of Avodah Mayinu? We say, Bafilu Kulonu Chachomim, Kulonu Nevoinim, Kulonu Yoidim Esat Toira. So we bring down a story that Talmidei Chachomim also were Mesafer. Why would I think not? Why would I think the Talmud Chachomim's Potem? It's not even a Toira over here that they already know it. It's living through the story. Why should I think Talmidei Chachomim Potem? We know that Shevet Levi wasn't in the Shibud. And we know that a Talmud Chacham is also a Bechin of Shevet Levi. Famous Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shemitah. Yet a Talmud Chacham can boil a vine to bring Shevet Levi. So I might think that a Talmud Chacham is Potter off the Bechin of Shevet Levi. That's why we bring down the story of the five Talmidei Chacham, that's actually how people Kulanu Chacham and Kulanu Levoinu, they still did it. You can add more, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah was a Kohen. Now the Akiva was from the Negerim. Rabbi Yeshua was a lady, right? The Kol Hamar, the Kol was Chokhmah, the Kehanim and Leviim also. Even Kehanim and Leviim, even Talmid Chacham. But Al Kavonim, we're saying a new Knech, that the Hemshach of the Haggadah is because like the Bekiva, it's not Negeir to say the whole night. You will clearly make her at him. The Din of Kol Hamar and Lassav is only with Rabbi Lazar and Azari. The Emes is, you could say no, even with Rabbi Kiva, there's a Din of Kol Hamar and Lassav. The Talmidim came to tell him that it was Man Krishma, it became Netzach Hamah. L'chorim, the mitzvah ends by Alois HaShachar. Even like Rabbi Kiva, the emet, there was a din of Kol HaMarva to go past Alois HaShachar. And I'll say even a bigger chiddush. Had the Talmidim not interrupted them about Zman Kirishma, they would have even continued more. Why? Etzer. Because Kol HaMarva, the etzer would even go by them. But they said, not some of that guy went to sleep and then woke up again, but some of them continued straight. The Kol HaMarva was Safar, the etzer would be Machayit even into the next day. Then Mr. Biskarov asked the Kasha Rebbe, why were they continuing? So he said they were long learning Hilchus Pesach after. But you could say, no, the din of Kol HaMarva was Safar, if you're continuing straight, would go even past into the morning. No, the Talmidim said, it's Man Krishma stops it. So then it's really a Hilchus of Lushicha. When is it negay, the din of Kol HaMarva like Rebbe Kiva? Actually, from Alois HaShachar to Alois HaChamah. But again, getting back to the Kasha, how did the Rebbe and Azari go through Chatzos? So either we said it was not even during Leila Seder, or he was doing the mitzvah of Zechira, or he was being Makayim Kol HaMarva L'Safar. There's another parrot that since they were in the neighborhood, Rabbi Kiva was the rock, so he went to, according to Rabbi Kiva's sheet. Rabbi Kiva's sheet is the whole night. But what about the other kasha? We asked another kasha. What was Rabbi Loza doing there? Rabbi Loza was in Lod. And Rabbi Loza's sheet in Sukkadat Chav Zayin is that you're not going to leave your house on Yontif. So once again, what's the Sfas Emes? It's not Shver. This wasn't on Pesach. It was in the middle of Shvat, the middle of the year. But of course, the passage was Melah Seder. So maybe Rabbi Loza in that year wasn't living in Lod. Maybe this was before he was Machadish that halacha when he was a younger bachur. He wasn't married yet. He didn't have a bias. Maybe that's when this story happened. Someone wanted to say that it's walking distance. Shmeres is Hagen. The neighbor is in Chelke Shaldon, in first in Sukkim Yeshua. Lud is Mahalach Yoy Mechad, Yerushalayim is in Shevet Ben Yomin. It's fair to say that he was able to walk over. He stayed over the whole night. There's a Mahalach that we know that there were a few Tanoim that were in a spina going to Roimi. Famous Gemara. That Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, they were on the spina coming back. So it could be they pushed it, had come back just then, and they didn't make it back in time, and that's why they were stuck, Yontif. They were all stuck in Bnei Brak. The Avraham says the Chiddush that Bnei Brak doesn't mean a place, it means a kind of veged. The Nesubim, the Bnei Brak, he brings the Pasuk in Shmuel, by Yifkadein, the Bazak, and there's a Machloekis in the Gemara, does it mean a place, or does it mean a kind of a kli, kind of a beggar? So here also, Nesubim, the Bnei Brak, means a kind of a beggar. Azoy Zafta Barbanel, to answer this kasha. B'chol Ezer will be marked that there's a mitzvah of Sifra Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there's a din of Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now the kasha obviously is, what's the unique about Leil Tesvah? B'chol Ezer is a mitzvah, a whole year of Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if you do a B'shem Reb Chaim, that there are three fundamental chalukim between the mitzvah of Sipur on Leil Tesvah. Reb Chaim says what's mischadish on Sipur of Leil Tesvah that you don't have the rest of the year is me'av leven, meaning you have to go derech shailom tshuva, or tzvei tenav kemina, that you have to do maschil b'gnos u'masayim b'shvach, because meaning you have to go through the whole ishtaus l'sayin yonim. And the third thing of the din of Rabbi Gamliel, Kosh Loi Omar Shloi Shetvorim Eilu B'Pesach Loyotzi Yedei Chavosoi Pesach Matzah U'Morot. So the Chayin is Machadis that what's special on Leil Tesvah, not just to mention it to his Mitzrayim, but one, to do with Derech Sheilu U'Tshuva, second, to explain the entire Seder Advarim, Matzah U'B'Gnosu Messiah B'Shvach, and the din of Rabbi Gamliel. Now the Chayin is the Bemis, a very big Chiddush. There are a lot of Kishonim that I'm before that these things, these three details are not Ma'akim. That it's not active in the din of secrecy, it's Mitzrayim. If you do a, the Rishonim talk about why you don't make a bracha on secrecy, it's Mitzrayim. Before we start marking, we should make a bracha, it's Ivano to do secrecy, it's Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Yerucham brings down, and other Rishonim also, Shibuli Aleket, that when a person makes Kiddush on Leila Seder, he was already going to the mitzvah of secrecy, it's Mitzrayim. As soon as he mentioned in Kiddush, so already we say that he was yoyk to the mitzvah of Sipur. Kiddush is not me'av leben. Kiddush doesn't have maschil b'gnosu messiah b'shvach. Kiddush doesn't have Rabbi Gamliel's pesach matzul mara. And he says you're yoyk to the mitzvah of Kiddush. Of course it's kol hamar. the yoytu with kiddush, the mitzvah of sipur. So what's the chiluk between the mitzvah of sipur and the mitzvah of zechira? The emes in the Avud Roham it says, when he says why you don't have to make a brach on sipur zivus, right? He doesn't say because you were yoytu with kiddush. He says you were already yoytu when you said kriyash ma by myrus. He says, you don't make a brach in Magid on Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. You were already Yaitza when you did Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kriyashma. That's already a Zeshinu. Is it because of Kiddush? Or you didn't go back a step further? You were Yaitza already by Kriyashma. So that you could say already a Torah. Could be that what's unique, and this is already another Mahalach, and it's also interesting, it's brought down B'Shem Reb Chaim in the Eish Tomid. In Sefer Zikaron, it brings down B'Shem Reb Chaim, this Yisoy, it's a new character. Instead of Chaim's three Chalukim, here's another Yisoy from Chaim brought down. That the difference of Leil Tzvav, the mitzvah of Sipur, is that you have to mention it happened tonight. It's not something to mention since Given Amol Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to stress that it happened. The Yom Ha'Ein B'Zmanazeh, it happened on Leil Tzvav. So that could be that in Kriyashma we don't say that. But in Kiddush we already say Zman Cheruseinu, we're stressing that it happened now. So that could be the chiluk whether it's enough just that you yoytza with Kriyashma or that you yoytza only with Kiddush. But either way, whether it's Kriyashma or whether it's Kiddush, you see that you do not need Me'av Leben Li Kuva. You do not need Masel Bagunus Masai Meshvach. And you do not need Rabbi Gamliel. Remind that there's a Tshuva Sarash that argues, the Tshuva Sarash holds that Me'av Leben is Ma'akiv. If it's not Me'av Leben, there's no Kiyim of a Deraisa. The Deraisa Tzura of Sima Tzias Mitzrayim is Tatali Kuva only Derek Av Leben. A Derek Shelu Tshuva. You have to know who has to be the Bar Chiyuva. The Av or the Ben is a Shaila. Let's say the Ben is from Eretz Yisrael and the Av is from Chutzlar. It's all Fakir. According to the Rosh, that it's Ma'akiv Mid Deraisa, that it's Me'av Leben. Who has to be the Bar Chiyuva? The Ben has to be the Bar Chiyuva, or the Av has to be the Bar Chiyuva? They gave both ways. If one is the Ben Chutzlar, one is the Ben Eretz Yisrael. So when the Tshuva is the Rosh, the Chaim's first Ma'alach is right. There's a Taka Ma'akiv Me'av Leben. But then you won't be argued with Kiddush. And then you have to find another Teretz why we don't make a Brach on Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rishayim answered, because you already argued with Kiddush. There's another makar to this story that you yoytz with Kiddush, b'chayra. There's a double merfava. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. If a person is coming close to chatzos, he doesn't have enough time to do all the mitzvahs. So he has only a few minutes and it's almost chatzos. So he says, make Kiddush, eat matzah, maror, and then worry about the rest of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. B'chayra, it's a pella. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is a deraisa, and it has to be till chatzos. And maror is only the rabbanon. B'chayra, you should do Sipur before you do maror. The chayyur, the pshat, the double merfava is because you already yaitzed the etzem deraisa of sipur. You were yaitzed already with kiddush. So he says, "Kiddush, they make kiddush, and you'll get sipur and kiddush in matra and mar." The third nachmini that the chayyur said about Rabbi Gamliel also is not pashut. Rabbi Gamliel wrote that closely. Amar shlanshet barim elu ba pesach vayotzi yidei chayvosli pesach matra mar. There's a major machloekis we show him. What does Rabbi Gamliel mean? Vayotzi yidei chayvosli. You're not going to the chayva of Sipur, that's how Chayim of Chayim going, that Rabbi Gamliel says that there's a special tonight in the midst of Sipur on Leil Tzvav, that you have to mention Pesach Matzah and Mar. That was Rabbi Chayim's third not community. You have to mention the Pesach Matzah and Mar. If not, you're not going to be going to the midst of Sipur, you'll see it's Mitzrayim. But there are a lot of Hashem that learn totally different. That Rabbi Gamliel is not saying it didn't Sipur B'chlal. Rabbi Gamliel is saying it didn't Pesach Matzah and Mar. A person is not going to in the full oif, in the key of Mitzvah Pesach, unless he mentions Pesach Zesh on Oifun. You're not Yotze Matzah, unless you specifically say the time of Matzah. And you're not Yotze Marah, but Yotze 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 of the Pesach Matzah Marah. It has nothing to do with Sipur. The Mitzvah of Sipur does not require you to mention Pesach Matzah Marah. Rabbi Gamliel did what it did in the Pesach Matzah Marah. The big Matzah like is to show him the Arayis, Makan, and Makan. Rabbi Chaim, of course, that said these three Nafkaminis of Av Leben, Matzah Beginos, and Rabbi Gamliel, he was obviously going that Rabbi Gamliel did in Sipur. Amol, I was clearing, I have a riot, I mean it's Mashayim, but I wanted to bring a riot. We know on Shabbat Hagodah, we say the Hagodah from Avodim Hayinu Ad L'chapra Al Nafshei Seinu to Rabbi Gamliel. We don't say Rabbi Gamliel on Shabbat Hagodah. We say, and there's a minute to say the Hagodah, we only say up to Rabbi Gamliel. Why don't we say Rabbi Gamliel? So first I wanted to say, because Rabbi Gamliel is a din of the Pesach Matzah Morah. On Shabbat Hagodah we're saying the Hagodah. Rabbi Gamliel is not a din of the Haggadah in Sipur. Rabbi Gamliel is a din of the Pesach Matzah Marah. There's no reason to say that on Shabbos Haggadah. We're not eating the Pesach Matzah Marah. And then I wanted to say, it's a chiddush, maybe punfaket. I have a riot from Alaminik and Shabbos Haggadah that it's a din of the Sipur. So why don't we say it? Because if you do it, the Biragrod, the Goyim was chayyot, he said not to say it on Shabbos Haggadah. In the Haggadah we say, Yochum Erish Chayyot, Tanabayim Abiyamahu. Iva yang lahu yachol ibo yoyim. Tam lele ba boz de. Le marti ele bis manchi ish pesach ma. Bis manchi ish matu moro menachol ufanecha. So the grove is marked not to say the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah. Because you have to only say the Haggadah when there's matu moro here. You're not supposed to do magi. So what's our minute? A lot of Klal Yisrael says the Haggadah on Shabbos. L'chari, you're not supposed to do it beforehand. You're supposed to wait till this month. Why are we jumping and saying it earlier? Klal, you're Dvar Chiddush. We know that a person's not supposed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Kol ha'oichel matzah b'Erev Pesach. Kilu boilu lo sosi b'beis chomba. You have to wait till this month. If you eat it Erev Pesach right before this month, it's boilu lo sosi. It's like an arusit before the nesun. But we know that, let's say, it's matzah that you're not able to yotzi yechayva with you. The Moshe Tosi says, matzah ashira. Matzah, egg matzah, you're allowed to eat Erev Pesach. It does not have the din of kol ha'oichel matzah, kibu boi ba'ar sasa. Because you only have the din of not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach on a matzah that you're fully yotzi your kiyum mitzvah. I'm clearing for that same reason. We say ma'akid, but we skip out an important integral part of the Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's ma'akid in Sefer. That's why we don't say it on Shabbos HaGadol. We do the mitzvah of Sefer, but we make sure not to be Makai in its entirety. Gufa to be Makai in that idea that we do not say Sefer before you see his Mitzvah. So his mom turns the table around. The reason we don't say Rabbi Gamliel is because it is a din in Sefer. And we don't want to be Makai in Sefer in its full life. B'chores, and that was the three Shatim of Rabbi Chaim. What's special about the Eltes Vav, Av Leben, Masku B'Gnus, and Rabbi Gamliel? We were more than in Kiddush, but the Rishayim that you yotzi with Kiddush, it's not like that. And then we said another Yisrael from Chaim, that on the Eltes Vav you have to mention it happened today. And that's why maybe with Kiddush you would be yotzi, but not with Kriyashma. You have to mention it happened today. But as you can say, there are other chalukim between Leila Seder and the Mitzvah of Zechira whole year. First of all, on Leila Seder is called Amar Vala Safra Arayin Tameshubach. That itself is a Kiddush, is a chiluk. On Zechira, but Pashtus, there's no called Amar Vala Safra. Maybe according to the Sfasemis, there was a whole night, they did it on a regular day of the year. But the Pashtus, there's no called Amar Vala Safra. And you can wait too. The Gemara says in Brachas Aklam HaKimel, there was a certain Amoyra or a Talmud that went in front of Rav Chanina and he davened a long Shemana Esra. He said, okay, I got the Lagibor, Amoyra, Ha'avir, Ha'avir, Ha'yorah, Ha'avir, Ha'avir, Ha'amit. And when he finally finished, he said, Siyam Teshvot HaDemarcha. That's enough. Mi Yamal Purus Hashem, Yashmi Yakolti Mosai. You're only allowed to say, okay, I got the Lagibor, Ha'amir, because Anshik Nesha Beru was Masakin there. But to go say extra Shvach, you're not going to go say extra Shvach. Because if you're going to admit it, you thought, who says when are you going to ever going to end? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not shy of Baklal. Mi Yamal of Kuras Hashem, Yesh Mi Yakol Fi Losei. And the Gemara gives a Moshul. Moshul Amad Abba Daima. A Melech that had Elif Alfei Alofim Din Rei Zav. He had millions of gold. And you say, oh, this guy is so rich, he has Eser Elif Kiko Kesef. Yeah, he has Kesef, he has the silver. You'd be Mavayish. So no matter how much you're going to be Meshabeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not going to be enough. So just stick to the standard nusach. Gadol Kibar Naira. Don't say extra. It's a design. No matter, you'll sleep for a whole night, but garnish dissolve. And what do we have here on Leila Seder? The Chol Amar Bila Safra. I raised the Shuba. What's the pshat? After the whole night, Safra gold. It's like the muscle, not even a good muscle. Millions of gold. And he said, oh, he has a little bit of silver. So I saw a muscle from my foot in the fell. And it tightens up maybe the Mahus of the Chilik of Leila Seder. A rich guy that has billions of dollars and you say, oh, he has $10,000 of silver, that's because you're honest. But let's say this rich billionaire, for whatever reason, bought a very nice silver goblet, silver cup, and he puts it on his table, and he darker wants people to come and sit there and look at it and be mashabeah, this wonderful, beautiful $10,000 silver cup. That's what he wants. Then about you are supposed to be mashabeah. That's his matar. And that's the chiluk between relatives, love, and the rest of you. I'll even say, and this could be even in another mahalach, but it's continuing this idea. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim a whole year, the Yisroi is Emunah. We're mashish our Emunah in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Unless I say that the Yisroi is to come to Hadar. And if that's the Matara, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka says, tonight I want you to be called Amar Bala Safra. That's what I want. With that little bit, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, if you'll talk all night, still won't say everything I did. That's what I want. I want you to be Meshavet. If that's what the rich person wants, if that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's what you're supposed to do. And that's the Chilik. Agan Shiyar is Emunah. But on Leila Seder, we come to Hidah. And that's why on Leila Seder, what's the following at the end? We get the Hallel. We get the Hallel. We start Hallel Taka at the end of Magid. We interrupt it with Shulchan Aruch.
The Bassevet says it's not an interruption. There's a whole Torah that it's an interruption. There's two hollows, two parts of hollows. A lot of Torah. There's two dinim in the hollow. Oh, but the Bassevet says no, it's one big hollow. The Seuda is also a thick hollow. It's not a hefty. The Shulchan Aruch is a thick hollow. There's not the Bassevet. But that's Torah. There's other Torah that's like a different hollow. But the point is the market gets you into the hollow. If you notice, the central theme in the Haggadah of Magid is dashing psukim of Pashas Bikurim. We take the psukim in Pashas Bikurim of Aram Levi Avi, and we go through word for word, and we bring down how Chazal dashing it. That's a big chunk of Magid, is the dashing those psukim. It's not on this, it's the Lashon of the Rambam. And he'll just say that he says, V'chol Amar Be'ez L'Safer B'drash Har Shazu Harei Tam Shubot. There's a Bazunda in Indian, the dashing of that Pashas Bikurim. Because Bikurim is the Pashas of Aydor. We could have picked Pesukim and Shmoyt Va'era and Boy and dashing them word for word. No, we doubt to pick Pesukim and Pashas Kisoboy, and the Rambam specifically says, V'chol Amar Be'ez L'Safer B'drash Pashas Zu. Because by dashing this Pasha of Kisoboy, which is the Pasha of Aydor, of Mikra Bikurim, and then we talk about, and we bring Pesukim back of Shmoyt, word for word, we go through the Pesukim and dashing them. Because it's a Basundar Indian on Relta Tvav to go through and do Aydor. So that's another Chiddush. And if you go one step further, it's continuing the idea. Chayiv Adam is a Girsa La'aretz et Atma Hibu Yotzim in Mitzrayim. We have to tackle go out of Mitzrayim. On Leil Tes Vav, we're literally, we're not just saying the story, we're going out of Mitzrayim. We have to relive a Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to know how, what that means and how to understand it. But we have to relive going out of Mitzrayim. We go out of Mitzrayim. You do what the famous Vardar of Iskarov, right before Halal, we say, L'fikach Hanachnu Chayotam Lohaydas. What's the L'fikach? Chayiv Adam La'aretz et Atma Hibu L'fikach Hanachnu Chayotam Lohaydas or Halal. So to Iskarov, the Halal we say on Leil Seder, normally there's never howl at night. Ni Mizrach HaShemesh, we learn that howl is only by Yoyim. The only time we have howl by night. Zog Tibur Skirov, this is not the howl of something that happened alone. We go out of Mitzrayim, we live through the Ephemachus, we live through the Yitzhiyah, we go out. V'chayim adu ahari ki ilu yotze, right now. V'chayim adu ahari ki ilu yotze, when a person right now, and they happen to that minute, avada, he has to go and say howl. We're literally going through. That's what's special about Leil Tes Vav. Another Nidbach. The Rambam brings the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim and Inyan HaMitzvah, but he doesn't bring Zechira of a whole year. And there's a big tumult, what's the Inyan? There's a lot of Mahalchim, but I want to bring out a Knesh. It could be, how do we tackle the memory of Tzias Mitzrayim a whole year? Zechira Tzias Mitzrayim every year, every day, the mitzvah of Zechira. How do we remember? Tzias Mitzrayim was thousands of years ago. How do we remember? The way it works, it's one mitzvah together with Sipri and Zechira. Allah says, but we go out of Mitzrayim. And after we have a Yetzias Mitzrayim, then we can remember the rest of the year. We can remember a Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Sefer of Leil Tes Vav is the basis for the mitzvah of Zechira all year. So on Leil Tes Vav, we have to go out. Once clear, it's our Chiddush. It says, Rashi brings in Pashas Boy, I might have thought that every Gershon is Gaius, you bring a carbon Pesach. Talmud Boy, no, you only bring a carbon Pesach when you come on Yudalad. But it was a Hanin, that whenever a Gershon is a Gaius, in the middle of Talmud, he brings a carbon Pesach. What's the pshat? So Andrew is saying, because the Indian of Karm Pesach is separating yourself from the Avodah Zorah, of Mitzrayim. Karm Pesach is Mesamah, the Indian of cutting yourself off from the Avodah Zorah. So therefore, when you're a guy, you cut yourself off from the Avodah Zorah. Mishchu, Cholachem Tzoyim, you cut yourself off from the Avodah Zorah. But I wanted to describe a pshat like this. How are we Mekayim Zechir as Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim? By remembering how we see it. But you have to go out! So I was thinking, here's Megai and Thomas, how is he going to do Zechir as Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim until next paper? What is he going to remember? He didn't have any tears in Mitzrayim. I would think one of the fundamentals he should do right away is make a Karm Pesach and remember and go out of Mitzrayim. Kamash Kono, that it's Takan Hashai, because it's only to do it on the Sekula Sazman, only when it's Leil Tes Vav. Then we have to literally go out of Mitzrayim. And then we could have the Mitzvah of Zechira, which is a Hashlam of that the rest of the year. We remember our Yetzias Mitzrayim. Another Kinesh in the Zundel Kai of Leil Tes Vav. We said Rav Chaim Sprinach Kamin is 14, and now we spoke more in the Mahus of the Inyan, but now getting more back to Allah Lamaisa. You could say, sorry, I want to bring a raya, that we have mitzvahs on all our day, that we have the masas, the Dalai Kaisas, we have more. About it, there are separate mitzvahs, some of them are derived, but they're abonim, but it could be that they're part of the sequel. And it goes to this verse. When we go out of Mitzrayim, it's not something to say. There's a hands-on experience. We have to do things. We eat the matzah. That's part of our sleep raising in Mitzrayim. We drink the Dalai Kaisas. We go out of Mitzrayim with the Dalai Kaisas. After the Gaf, the Gemara is now, Kufchet, has the Haramin as the Suffolk. Which of the two Kaisas should we make as Seba? Since we're the Suffolk, we make an all four. Should we do it on the first two Kaisas when we didn't go out yet? Or should we do it on the next two Kaisas when we already went out? We're going out with the Dalai Kaisas. So that's another case that Sefer is different than Zechira, because we're going out of Mitzrayim, we're doing it with the mitzvahs. in the Bira Grod, the Shver Bira Grod, so you can take shot based on this. We know, we spoke before, that you have to get to Chatzos, you have to do, according to the Chalazim and Azariah, the Pesach, and who are the Masa and Pashas, who are the Tzipur by Chatzos. There are more Pashkins in Tavayin Zion, that is a din, you have to also say Hallel by Chatzos. So my question is for sure, and why don't we say no, Hallel, you don't have to say Chatzos, because it's only the Rabbanon, Hallel, you can say already after. But there is a remark that you should try to be Masa, even the Hallel should be before Chatzos. Drop the beer after all. You know why the Hallel has to be before Chatzos? Because so the Kaiser of V should be before Chatzos. They say, first date in the garden. How long does that have to be before? The Hallel came later on. How long only the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon were not Machmer about Chatzos. But since Hallel was on the fourth Kaiser, well, Machmer, the fourth Kaiser should have to be before Chatzos. The pillar on the garden is, why does the fourth Kaiser have to be before Chatzos? Why? It's also only the Rabbanon. And it's kind of that you're going to say that even the Rabbanon require Chatzos. So say Hallel by itself in its own merit requires Chatzos. Ken's time, this connect is good. The mitzvahs of Rabbanon don't need Chatzos. That's why Hallel doesn't. But Dalit Kaisen is part of your seaport. The mitzvah of Masa and Dalit Kaisen is a chelik of the seaport. So the Dalit Kaisen requires you should do the chaflet because seaport requires before chaflet. Therefore the Kaisen of V requires before chaflet. The name was also going to Pshan and the Ramah that how has to be before chaflet. Has to do with the four Kaisen. Now Hallel itself. So the point is that's what's special about Lelta Tzvot. We have the hands-on experience with the mitzvah as part of the seaport. We go out of the tribe and then we come to Haidor, Lefichot, we make a richtig Hallel. And then the rest of the year we have Zechira that remembers our Yetzias Mitzrayim. A little more halachic, could be this other Nachkaminis. I'm looking still, what could be the chilek between Sipur and Lev Tzvav and Mitzvah of Zechira a whole year? Mitzvah of Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim a whole year. There's a machlokes, the Prima Gadol holds it could be Behirer. It's not Ma'akev B'dibur. If you're Maharer, hear her about Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's enough. Ma'ayim is talking that by Leil HaSeder, even if you don't hold Av Leben, by Avad is Vin Depeh, and you have to do Sipur. But this is the Ma'ayim. The Rishash and Brach about your days, and also the Shagas Aryeh, in Simon Yud Gimel hold that even Zechira a whole year requires Av Kibapeh. Ma'ayim is Prima Godem against the Shagas Aryeh and the Rishash. But if you say that Zechira is enough, the hearer, the way, Ma'ayim and Sipur requires the Peh. We have another Ma'ayim, Sipur requires the Peh. Eshner, even if you hold Zechira needs the Peh, but maybe Sipur needs Bekoy Rom, Eshner could be another Chilin. I don't know. Another chiluk is like on the chiyuv of noshim. There's a big shayla on noshim chayim in Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim, and also there's a shayla on noshim chayim in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We'll see for 1 minute. But if you make anocha, we'll see the Rashi just like that. That Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim are only noshim are not chayim. I'm going to tell the shayla that noshim are parted from Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we'll say that they're chayim in Sipur, so we have another chiluk that Sipur even noshim are chayim. Now, this shayla where the Noshim Achayim and Sipur goes like this. The Chilich and Mitzvachot are the Paskins that they're Chayim and Sipur. Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Mitzvah, why do they ask? Favot, it's a Mitzvah's Edish Azman Groma. Why should they be Chayim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So it's a lot of Torah either because Kol Sheyesh Nei Beru Bechomet, Yesh Nei Bematra. Or Kol Sheyesh Nei Bematra, Yesh Nei Besipur. Because they're Mechuyim and Sipur. In Matra, the Meir of the Chayim and Sipur. I don't want to say they're Chayim of Achein Hoi Boiti Anes. But that's a very big Chiddush because Achein Hoi Boiti Anes is only for the Rabbonos. Mechayra, and they write you're not going to be able to handle that you're mechuyim about Adin Ha'ibari Zeh Anes. So you have to know that the wisdom of Korah Bechim. In the Rambam Gufa, there's a stira in the Rambam. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam makes a sikum of all the different mitzvahs, and he says, which one Lashem HaChayim on? And unless it's a mistake in Girsa, Mitzvah Kuf Non Zayin is Mitzvah Sifrit Yis Mitzrayim, and the Rambam, when he gives the sum up, it comes at the Lashem HaChayim. The problem is that the Rambam is slicing himself. Chashim Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, for his man, for the Inyanim of his man Rambam, this is the Chashim Rambam before, we talked about it other times. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yedvei, the Lachat Yemu, says like this, Kol Mitzvah Etzei Shim, his man was man, and it's not to deal with Nashim HaPotah. Chut, and he gives the wisdom of the Yedvim and the Klal. Chut Mikidash Hayoy, V'achilas Matzah B'dol Pesach, V'achilas Pesach, U'shritotoy, V'ha'el V'simcha, Shenashim Hayoy. The Rambam gave us a list. We spoke about it without the various other mitzvahs that you can make that you can make. The Rambam gives us clause, a list of which mitzvahs are Yechayim or Lashem Chayim. And it doesn't put Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim on the list. It's a spirit that in Sefer Mitzvah was Mashu Yechayim. There's a lot of clarity to say that maybe there's two dinim in Sefer. And like there's an Atein Ali Baisen Neis to Kedin, and then there's a Bezunder Din of Av Leben. So after Atein Ali Baisen Neis, Mashu Marosu Chayim. But the Av Leben, which is the meaning of the Chinuch, we're going with not. So therefore in Sefer Mitzvah, the Chayim, all things he mentions the Chayim. But in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, it doesn't mention anything because they're not chayiv b'shleimusay in the mitzvah. But that's part of it. Amo, I heard a chiddush. The Rambam's question is, Not in a potter chutz. Mikidus hayoyim v'achilas matzah b'lel yitzvah. You could say the Rambam means chutz mikidus hayoyim v'achilas matzah b'lel pesach. Kiddush and eating matzah b'lel pesach. We spoke earlier that kiddush b'lel pesach is good for the kiyum of sikkur. But a lot of you show you, you're very late to the mitzvah of sikkur with kiddush. So the Rambam mentioned one of the things he mentioned that you chayiv, that nosim are chayiv, is kiddush and eating matzah b'lel pesach. We read it together. Kiddush and eating matzah b'lel pesach. And kiddush already is a kiyum of sikkur, it's mitzrayim. So that could be the makor that the Rambam does mention the chayiv. But always, and that's what we want to say, that maybe not from a father from the Chiyus in Tzitzis Mitzrayim, but the Chayiv in Tzitzis Mitzrayim. But we're saying that they're father from the Chiyus. I saw an interesting Chiddush, very big Chiddush, in the Haggadah from Chazon HaVakim. He wants to say a Chiddush. He said he had a Kashrut. It's a good Chiddush thing, a Kashrut is terrible as a Chiddush. But this is what he says. He says, not from a father from the Chiyus in Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So he says a Kashrut like this. We know Moshe Machayim and Kiddush, and Moshe can be mostly a man in Kiddush, because Moshe Machayim and Kiddush. Fred says, the Gemara says in Tzokhan about Kuf Tezayim that there's a Tanai that in Kiddush you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we try to do, on El Shabbat and El Yotet, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'm all we ask, how come in Abdullah you don't? But it's a shame that Abdullah is the right, we should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Abdullah. Still. But according to the mitzvah, in the middle of Kiddush you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. You make it say, El Shabbat, Zokhos, Yom HaShabbat, Zeichel, Yitzias Mitzrayim. You must mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in the middle of Kiddush. So Fred says, if not the Mapota from Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim, how can they be mighty a man in Kiddush? Very nice in Kiddush that they're both Chayiv, she's Chayiv and he's Chayiv, she can be mighty him, but she's missing the Chayiv of Zechirat. I think that's the Kashya. Machal of the Kenan, a lot of things are on the Kashya. It's not a separate mitzvah of Zechirat. The mitzvah of Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim, not the Mapota. Here, it's a Tanai in the Nusach of Kiddush that you should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, and not the Machayiv in Kiddush, but say that they're Chayiv and mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. He looked at it as a separate, like, thing of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. So there was a grace of Kiddush. When a lady is being mighty a man in Kiddush, he says, Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim, you can do behirr. So when a lady is being mighty a man in Kiddush, the words of Kiddush, she's saying that he's listening to her, and it's Shemei Kainah. But where is the Mekayin has been of Zechirat? That is Mahara by himself. And it's hearing you like, no, it's a stickle spread, Shanis Ali is going to have a problem. Shanis Ali holds that Zechirat not from a prophet, and he also holds you're not going to Zechirat with her. Shanis Ali is not going to have to say, but it's a tremendous Kiddush in Shemei Kainah, that of the Kiddush of Roy, he's listening to her being yoked to the Kiddush. I did a basundu achiv noisa of Zechira, and that she's not mechayimim, that I don't think of by itself. It's a big Kiddush, but practice again, the Zechira of Kiddush is not a separate Zechira. It's just mentioned into the Nusach of Kiddush. The Rambam says, a person has to be Mesabah, he's here to and he brings the Pasuk, it says Zohar, and then he hears the Nusach, I'll start looking at this Nusach of Rambam, K'moisha never Zohar came a Shabbat l'kashim. He's talking about the mitzvah of Sifor, and he mentions the claim, K'moisha never Zohar came a Shabbat l'kashim. What was the that expected Zohar came a Shabbat l'kashim? So if the man has an answer that if a person doesn't have to have a crisis, you should make Sifor Yitzias Mitzrayim on Matzah. Just like a holy, you can make Kiddush on Pasuk. That was the Rambam once. If you go to the house, we said earlier that when the Lord says that we're literally going out in the hour of Mitzrayim, so the Rambam is saying it's like Zohar Yom HaShabbos. Zohar Yom HaShabbos, we're not remembering that it was Shabbos 1000 by Matan Tayyum. We're remembering that today is Shabbos. The other Zechirus, you remember Amol, something happened. You remember the Egos, you remember Miriam, you remember Amolik. But the Rambam says, no, this is Mitzrayim is happening right now. K'moisha never Zohar Yom HaShabbos, like you're remembering it's Shabbos right now. Remember you're going out of Mitzrayim right now. If you go, we said before that the Rambam is Kiddush. Is good for the mitzvah of Sifur, so he's saying, Mom is like Kiddush. He's talking to Rambam and holding the door. The Herod, he means, like Zohar, Yom HaShabbos, you make Kiddush, you make Chayim, the mitzvah of Sifur. If you go with the other Reb Chaim, we said, that on Leila Seder, there's a Bezunder in you to stress that it happened today. Not something mentioning it to you, you have to stress that it happened, Boy Beth Man, so that it's very Yishmat. K'moshe never Zohar, Yom HaShabbos, just like by the Chir of Shabbos, you have to mention that today is Shabbos, not to say there's such a thing as Shabbos. You have to say that today is Shabbos, you have to say that today is his paper. So there's a lot of mouth, but I was desired. I saw the Rambam Shabbat. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says that it's a din to do my alphabet. But he says it's not ma'akis. Because even if there's no alphabet and the guy doesn't have a son, you still look for you. K'moshe never Zohar of Yom HaShabbat. So the Rambam Seferis is telling us in Sefer HaMitzvah, and I'm about to ask B'chayu Akili what it means in Hilchos Chametz Umasa, that when he stresses K'moshe never Zohar of Yom HaShabbat, I'll try to deliver this. But the Rambam Alein wrote that what he means is to bring out the point that even though it's no me'al v'ben, that it's not ma'akim me'al v'ben, I tell you about Kiddush, it's not ma'akim. La'fuke the Shita Saros. We mentioned that the Shita Saros is not, you have to mention, yeah, it's ma'akim me'al v'ben. if Shulach HaPaletz, some other Inyanim, we mentioned already before that, is that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Kol ha'oichel matzah be'Erev Pesach, ki lu boi lo'al esosi b'deis chomet. Now, this is in the beginning of Erev Pesach, and it has a kasha. It says in the Mishnah Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat anything Erev Pesach, because you should have the oven at night. So it tells you, what are you going to eat? Chomet is already awesome. Matzah is awesome, because Yerushalmi says, kol ha'oichel matzah be'Erev Pesach, ki lu boi lo'al esosi. So what is the Mishnah Pesach being mechadish that you're not allowed to eat, so you should have the oven? What could you have eaten anyway? So some Mishnah said you would have eaten a lot of fruits, kamash malon, because a little bit of fruit you could eat. You shouldn't eat a lot of fruit. Tell you that, we mentioned it before, that it's going on matzah ashira. That matzah ashira, you're not yoytza the mitzvah that night. Since you're not yoytza at night with matzah ashira, you're in fact allowed to eat on an Erev Pesach. The isra kol ha'oichel matzah ki l'boyer al sosoi is only on matzah yoytza with it. Rest of our show, why does Tzitz have to answer matzah ashira? Why can't Tzitz answer matzah shalor l'shmo? Not shmur matzah. Not shmur matzah, okay, not yoytza with it. You need l'shmo? So the mashal says no. Matzah that's not l'shmo tastes the same. Matzah ashira doesn't taste. But since matzah shalor l'shmo tastes the same, it is also in fact to eat on an Erev Pesach. Not like Rabbeinu Menoyach and other Rishonim that argue and say you rely on matzah shalom b'shmo on Erev Pesach also. My shalom would say, what's the answer? Because matzah shira tastes different. That you rely on. Matzah shalom b'shmo is kind of different, but not different enough. The Mesech Chochmah talks about the Shaila, how do they eat? It's Mavon in the Gemara of Pesachim, in the beginning of some Nishma, that they ate the Lechem Aponim on Erev Pesach. First, how do they eat the Lechem Aponim? Kol ha'oichel matzah b'Erev Pesach, ki l'boyim ha'lo tzok b'Erev Pesach. So he said the lechem aponim wasn't l'shma. So according to Rabbeinu Menoyach, it's good because matzah shalom l'shma you're allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. But according to Tosfos, what was the heter to eat the lechem aponim? So he said the heter is chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. There's a klal of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita you're allowed to even do haktoros evarim, even though you can do it after Shabbat. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. He said certainly chaviva mitzvah b'shaita will allow you to be over the isra kol ha'oichel matzah b'Erev Pesach. So again, we have two eights why you ate the lechem aponim. Either it's shalom l'shma or because of Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita. Now I always had a Shaita like this. When does this Isser call the Oichel Matzah B'Erev Pesach Ki L'Boyer Al Asosi B'Neis Chama? When does the Isser start and when does the Isser end? The Ramban Shita is that it starts Erev Pesach in the morning. The Baal Amor says no, only from Chatzoy Chayon. The Baal Amor understands that when Chatzoy Chayon, when the Chomet becomes Osir, so then you're becoming an Arusa with the Matzah. You're not an Asur yet, you're an Arusa. So for those 6 hours, it's Osir. When the Chomet becomes Osir, so for Ki'ilu, you start with Matzah, but you gotta wait. Erusin, Kufas Erusin. The Ramban is ready from the morning. The Chaviyaka brings that it's ready from the night before. Leil Yudalit. Now, of course, we know people have Menhagim to not eat Matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Yochum Rosh Chodesh. Some people already eat Shvoishim Yoyitzkai to Machad. From Purim, they don't eat Matzah. But that's Menhagim. May Ikar Adin, when does it start? There are Balamor from Sheish Shoy, Erev Pesach in the afternoon. There are Ramban from the morning. But the Chaviyaka, the Machad Abramling, of the night before. If you do it in the famous kasha they asked from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav asked that there's an open admission against the Chaf Yachid. The Chaf Yachid wants to say that it's also to eat matzah already the night before. Leil Yudalit. First, the Brisker Rav, before that, they started this kasha. It's a mission and certain someone that knows it. It says, Man Shnana Alayla Azenikov Alayla Shevachol Halayla on Oichel and Chomet U'matzah. Halayla Azenikov Matzah. Or other nights to eat Chomet and Matzah. Tonight only Matzah. But hey, according to the Chav Yachid, yesterday you were only able to eat Chomet, not Matzah. It's a Mepharsha Mishnah that it's not us to eat Matzah on Leil Yudalit, that the Isra of Goyim HaLasosi only starts maybe from the morning or from the afternoon, but not the night before, on often in Mishnah. So I want to declare an eighth, a terrace for the Chav Yachid. There's a Matzah Vitri, in the Haggadah of the Matzah Vitri, he was Mepharsh the Mishnah, it's not a Girsa, but he was Mepharsh. Shebechol HaLeilis means, Shebechol HaLeilis Shabbos V'yotif on Oichlam Chomet U'Matzah. Why does he say Shabbat Lady Shabbos for Yom Kippur? Ken Ben Kunti was kind of bothered by this problem. But I love it. He holds like the Chav Yachid. And he was bothered. And now he's Matzah the night before. So he says, yes, yeah, this doesn't mean to sound weekday night. The Mishnah means Shabbat Lady Shabbos for Yom Kippur when Noah Yom Kippur comes. And then, so it's a riot going to the Chav Yachid. Because why does the Matzah Vitri say such a Shabbat? Because he was bothered by answering the Mishnah's Kasha. The problem is going to be this year when Erev Pesach is called the Shabbos, then it's a problem. And Erev Pesach is called the Shabbos, and the guy, the kid, is saying the Mishnah, Shabbat Lelis, Lelis, Shabbos, beyond the dead, it's going to be a problem. But Chutz, except for the Zayir, it could be a terrorist for the Brisker of Kasha, based on the Matzah Vitri's Pesach. Now, with that, so the Isser starts from Chatzoy Chayoy, the morning, maybe the night before. When does the Isser end? Kosher at night. Over the Emes is the Rishonim say, the line of Rishonim, it's called Oichol Matzah Be'er Pesach, Kibu Boil Al Vesachli, there's an Erisin. When is the Nesuin? At night. Kala B'loi Brocho Asura Le'Bailo Kenita. Arusa has that Sheva Brochus. Zotar Ikea, and a lot of other Rishonim, the Shibuli Halekes, the Rimi Nakuna, they say that the Emes and the Leila say that you have seven Brochus. Now, I don't want to live, there's a lot of different sheets of how you work out Kiddush and Orchas and Moitzi Maka. They work out that it's exactly a Chesben. Some of them even say there's Berchus Erison. The Berchus Erison is the Albiyo Chometz, getting rid of the Chometz. Then there's Maka. So Leila say that you make Sheva for a Chometz, and that's why you have to be a Kiddush and things are like a Chosen, and then we become the Suah. So the Isra of Boyle of the Sosa of eating Maka is not only till the night. You have to, it's also until you make the Nesuah, the Sheva Brothers. I had a developing concussion. The Gemara says in Sochem Daf Mem, that a person only has one gedayis of shmor matzah l'shmor, but he has a lot of betzeikoyis shalmochlam, he has a lot of matzah shaloy l'shmor. What does he do? When does he mekayim his one gedayis of l'shmor? So the Gemara says, Nemalei kreisim him. He stuck himself off with the matzah shaloy l'shmor, or will bash the oichol gedayis matzah b'achroina. You'll make the moitzi matzah, you'll be mekayim the ikramitz at the end without becoming, and then you'll be mekayim the matzah shaloy l'shmor. Tosis is already over there in the beginning of every Pesachim asks, I thought it's also to eat the matzah, you have to be betzeikoyis. So how did he eat the other matzahs? He said, during the meal it won't be shtem. But I'm asking now, it's the din of the Mishnah in Pesachim that it's usher to eat, so you should have to take oven. What happened to the Yerushalmi? It's usher to eat matzah, don't you make the Sheva Brochus? L'chayim is someone who the whole night is eating matzah shalom b'shmah, is not going to make a broch of moitzi matzah yet. He's going to wait to make the broch of moitzi matzah when it comes to eating at the end. So how is he eating the other matzahs? Bishleim alay rabbeinu manoyach, matzah shalom b'shmah is not usher. But according to the sheet of the Marshal, that matzah shaloi l'shma is usher. Take the same matzah shaloi l'shma is usher. So how could you eat the matzah shaloi l'shma? Answer, you can give a mussel, it's a true shtel. Like in Yehuda, Doilam and Ksubis, there was a musik in Yehuda that they would be boiled out with sauce the base chomer. They had that musik. In Yehuda they would be knowing to be boiled out with sauce. Now if the machlokes were showing you, when you would boil out in Yehuda, was it with Sheva Brachas or without Sheva Brachas? They come over and show you. But if you go with the musik of boiled out with sauce without Sheva Brachas, that's the musik. Someone eating matzah shaloi l'shma after the night, before he's making his mighty matzah, is a very minig Yehuda. That's kilo what comes out. It's late, but I want to just theorize maybe on the inyanim of Erev Pesach Shechal b'Shabbos, just one or two nekudas. There was a sugya in Pesachim, the sugya B'nai B'Seira, that B'nai B'Seira didn't know Pesach is supposed to be doing the Shabbos. They didn't know. Actually, for Hillel HaZokin and Hillel HaZokin taught them, he learned that from a Yalfusa that Pesach is Deutsche Shabbos. All of the Gavonis we know, Chomer and Musaf, right? One of the gifts is the Hirat Pesach, Echad Yesh Lono B'Shana, Hara Yoyfen Yimasayim Sachem Yesh Lono B'Shana, all the Tamidim and the Musafim are Deutsche Shabbos. But they didn't know Pesach was Deutsche Shabbos until Hillel taught them. The Shaila is, how could it be Pesach is not Deutsche Shabbos? How could they have such a Havamina? First of all, if you know history, Pesach Mitzrayim came out on Shabbos. Pesach Midbar, the first year in the Midbar, was, if you know the schedule of the days, when Shavuos came out, that Pesach that year was on Shabbos. So how could you have a Havamina? How could you have a Havamina? The B'nai B'Seira, they didn't know the Pesach was Deutsche Shabbos. Of course it's Deutsche Shabbos. It's Mefarsh in history. So I wanted to say the Chiddush, he said, maybe that year, the B'nai B'Seira put many Pesach as not Deutsche Shabbos. Maybe then they did it on the day of Kodom, or they did it with a shinoi, that mid rabbanon, it's a problem. But for the ikur deraisa, you're already yaitz. So if you want to know how the story happened in Pesach Midbar, it was cutting them in al gaba, or they did it with a shinoi. But now that mid rabbanon, these things are usher, and you're not yaitz with cutting them al gaba, and you're not, it's usher to do with a shinoi, because it's chach usher mid rabbanon. They didn't know it was like a shabbos. Now the Yerushalmi asks over there in Pesachim, v'haloi efshar lebeiz shavuot sheyochol v'yedalot v'shabbos. And there's a machlokes, what does Yerushalmi? Ella, listen to the lesson of Yerushalmi. V'halei efshar lebeis shavuos sheyachol yudalet b'shabbos. El litay gedulo lehillel. There's a machlokes, what does Yerushalmi mean? The Karbon Eidah means, asking, if you know the cycle of the years, there can't be more than 14 years that it doesn't come out by Pesach that's called on Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi was asking, v'halei efshar lebeis shavuos. It can't be more than two cycles of Shemitah. How could they have forgotten it? Has to have been not more than 14 years ago. The story happened the time before. How could they have forgotten? How about Yevshar Lebeis Shavuos believe Sheyachol B'Shabbos? Ella leap into the Dula Hillel. Hashem made that they forgot. Because then the B'nai B'Seir is not going to get him. They wanted to make Hillel the God of Adar instead. It was to give it to the Dula Hillel. But there's another challenge in Yerushalmi. How about Yevshar Lebeis Shavuos? if they didn't know, you have 2 weeks in advance to be ma'abur the year. They should work like this, that means 2 weeks. They knew that it's going to come out on Shabbos. Why didn't they make an Ibur Yarav Adar to work out that it shouldn't have the confliction of Shabbos? So does Beis Shavuos mean 2 Shemitahs? Or does it mean two weeks? 2 different Shabbos of Yerushalmi fast. One last aura on the Inyan of Pesach when it comes out Leila Seder on Leitza Shabbos. In the Haggadah near the end of Magid, we say, V'noichal min ha-psochal min ha-svochal. So in the most Haggadahs it says that it depends. All the years, like Manishtana, Amayla, Hashonah, Hazani, Kol Hashonah. All the years you're supposed to say, V'noichal min ha-svochal min ha-psochal. Because there was a chagiga on your dalet, they brought a carbon chagiga to eat along with the carbon pesach. That you ate the carbon chagiga, you filled yourself up, and then our side you ate the pesach. So when I come in as vachem and as vachem, well, when pesach, right to Shabbos comes out, right to Shabbos, so chagigas your dalet is not doing the Shabbos. Since chagigas your dalet is not doing the Shabbos, so then forget you change the gifts of the noichal and as vachem and as vachem, because you're not allowed to bring the chagigas your dalet. So there's a shame on the gifts, but I don't understand. This year when it comes out to Shabbos, we're davening about next year, what's going to be. It should be that whenever we know that next year there's going to be a Pesach Hal on Moshe Shabbos, we should change the gears to the Melech HaMen HaTzach HaMen HaTzach. That's one hour. Zvetens, it's a big machloikish b'shoyim, the Rosh brings down, and b'shem the Rima Yolainish, that when Moshe Shabbos, when Erev Pesach was Shabbos, he said they in fact brought a Chagigas Yudali on Friday. If you bring a Chagigas Yudali on Friday, or the man of a carbon is only 2 days, it's going to be over by Shabbos afternoon. You're not going to be able to eat it. What's the Shabbos night? So the Rima Alaynish, instead of 2 days and a night, we'll give you 2 nights and a day. And don't eat it Friday afternoon. Instead, you'll be able to eat it on Shabbos. Tremendous chiddush.